are listening to Thrive with Nicole podcast, a place to explore the depths of you through spirituality, healing, and empowerment. A little about me, your host. My name is Nicole Ivins, and the best words to describe me are quiet, introverted, empathic, nurturing, and highly sensitive. As an intuitive counselor, I'm deeply passionate about spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being. So pop on those headphones as I take you on a journey of connectedness. Welcome back to Thrive with Nicole. I'm your host, Nicole Ivins. And in today's episode, I want to talk to you about asking for help and really share with you why I think that asking for help is actually a sign of strength. So we have the good old adage of asking for help shows a sign of weakness. So let me ask you, where do you sit on this statement? Do you feel that asking for help shows a sign of weakness within you? Or do you believe that it is actually showing a sign of strength? Or maybe you want to believe that it shows a sign of strength. So stick with me as I hash this statement out for you. I really want to give you my perspective on how I feel that it fits in today's modern world. So asking for help shows a sign of weakness. The inability to do things on your own and always having the need to rely on others shows a sign of weakness. Really? Let's have a look at two different people, and I'm going to call them Mary and Molly. So Mary goes about her day doing everything for herself. She's very self-sufficient, and others observe this and are in awe of her self-sufficiency. So much so that they then start to give her more work to do, more responsibility, and their expectation of Mary is quite high. But what happens when Mary starts to fall behind and is struggling with her new workload? How will others now view Mary and her self-sufficiency? Just want you to think about Mary for a little bit there. Do you resonate with her story? Does this sound like you as I talk to you about Molly? So Molly goes about her day asking for help with everything she does. Can you help me with this task? Can you show me how to do this task? Would you mind doing this for me? Others view Molly as someone who they would like to be like, as she will always ask for help, and in turn, also has extra time available for other tasks, as she is a pro at delegating. So, what about Molly? What's coming up for you around her story? I'm probably assuming the fact that you're with me here, that you're probably more like Mary than you are like Molly. But I'm sure you know people that are like Molly. And you're probably the person on the other end of Molly. You know, the person that's always getting asked to do all these other things and doing them without saying no. I know that's a big assumption, but I think that's probably where we're at. So yes, that is two very extreme examples. But can you see how asking for help can be a very supportive behavior for both you and those that are ready and willing to support you? How would your day change, or your life for that matter, if you were able to start to see asking for help as a strength instead of a weakness? I'd love you to just sit with that. I'm going to say it again. How would your day change, or your life for that matter, if you were able to start to see asking for help as a strength instead of a weakness? You know, asking for help can bring up all sorts of feelings for us, depending on past experiences. So this is a time to really take note of what is going on for you. Connecting with your body, your thoughts and your feelings to gain clarity as to why asking for help is something you struggle with. So vulnerability is a big one that many people experience, as we are so used to doing things ourselves, the thought of asking for help may make you feel open and exposed and losing that wall of protection that we tend to put up with our strong facade we show the world. But it is okay to ask for help. It doesn't mean you are weak. It shows a sign of strength. So I'd love you to sit with that this week. Now, maybe writing that in your journal. When I ask for help, I experience. And just really noticing what thoughts are coming up for you. Are there any memories that are popping up around that? How is your body feeling? So I'd love to have you really connecting with your body. And when I say connecting with your body, what I mean is really feel your weight on the ground. So, you know, if you're standing up, feel the weight of your feet on the ground. If you're sitting down, feel the weight of your hips and your pelvis and your bottom sitting on that chair, sitting on that couch. If you're sitting in bed, same thing, but you can also notice the weight under your legs as well. And that's really going to connect you back into your body, because I know, you know, if you've been through traumatic experiences, if you're carrying a lot of survival stress, then you're maybe out of the body. You may be in what we call freeze. So we have the fight, the flight, and the freeze. So you may be in freeze, which means you have disconnected from your body. So this is going to help to start to defrost you a little bit, to help you to start to connect back in with that body. And when we can do that, then we can really start to access these things. So access what I'm asking for help really feels like for you. What is your body telling you about that? And that's where we can start, as I say, we start to defrost. We can start to see the layers that are there and what's really been keeping you stuck there and having to do everything for everyone or be everything to everyone. So I really hope that has helped you a little bit today to start to understand that asking for help is not a sign of weakness. It is a strength. So I hope that has helped you. I really want to thank you for joining me today, and I look forward to chatting with you again next time. But until then, I'm wishing you a calm day. Thank you so much for listening. Did you know that I offer a number of different services where you can work with me one-on-one? I have intuitive healing, intuitive guidance, sacred women's circles, and also self-paced courses. You can check all of those great services out over on my website at calmyourmindwellness.com.au.